Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 71. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With Election Day going on today, some political experts across the state of Kansas say that moving forward with elections, it may be concerning with the increase in technology, including artificial intelligence, generating random voices of elected officials, saying things that were not said in real life, and causing more concerns about misinformation during election time.
You can construct with pretty low-level technology. You know, you can construct the image of Donald Trump or the image of Joe Biden saying things that are completely fabricated by the content creator. And that really raises questions about where eventually we're going to be going. This might not be as pertinent and damaging to the 2024 election, but I can see this happening in the future in ways that are a lot more malicious.
That audio from Gag News, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says it's more important than ever to try and educate the public to fight misinformation.
It's time to celebrate independence and kick your summer off with a bang with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. We're going to help you celebrate with savings of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford car, truck, or SUV in stock. That gives you a total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0% APR. With a great selection, big discounts, and low financing offers, buying your new Ford has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford. Save big with discounts of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford in stock. Financing as low as 0% APR or total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference today at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discount off new Fords in stock. Exclude Bronco. Lock E23C083. MSRP 77990. 1,000 discount plus 8,900 rebate. Sale price 68090. 0% APR financing for up to 36 months. On select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of 47.78 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expire 7/31/23.
The company of Evergy is giving tips to individuals across the state of Kansas on ways to try and stay cool while trying to save money at the same time by not ramping up that AC unit.
Things such as just making sure that your, you know, ventilation ducts are not blocked or you know, covered by anything within your home. You know, if you have window covers or window covering, utilize those to kind of block out some of the heat that will build and kind of come within your home. Ultimately, I would recommend to customers, you know, finding that ideal, you know, temperature for your home, what's comfortable for you. You know, certainly, you know, DOE has a recommendation, but I would also recommend, where possible, pre-cool your home before the, you know, peak part of the day, and, you know, really just try and find a way to do some of those simple things around the home that makes your home a little bit cooler without ramping up that AC during the peak period of the day.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The extreme heat continues across the Mid-America region with heat advisories across most of the Mid-America region and Nebraska especially as well, with many of the utility companies across the states, including Wheeland Energy Center in Adams County, saying that they are working along with the Southwest Power Pool as they're trying to keep up with the demand for energy, as they say they're in a resource advisory and using more of the resources than they have had to in a while.
This week, last week, they're calling upon units that historically through the year don't run as often. So some of our units that sit ready and available but usually are priced out of the market are being called on this week and have been in the last couple weeks.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where they said they had to open up the Don Henry Power Center that generates near 18 megawatts of electricity, along with two other units that they've had to open up and begin using. They are recommending individuals also try to conserve as much energy as possible. Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday's primary election day in Kansas, no primary runoffs required. In elections this year in Marshall, Washington, and Nebahal counties, the general election is in November and will include city, county, and school board races, among others. City of Hanover advises the Rural Water District Tower will be out of commission beginning this week for 2 weeks for maintenance. Hanover residents asked to conserve water during this time frame. Operations will be confined to the city tower. Some 45 Nemahal County residents were in attendance at a public hearing in Seneca recently as a review of a comprehensive plan developed was presented. No one spoke during public comment. Just two individuals spoke at a follow-up meeting in Sabetha. Survey results and the 14-month process involved were outlined. Planning Commission will meet again to consider a final recommendation to county commissioners. An injury accident was reported in Washington County July 21st. Brigham Bruna of Hanover lost control over turning in a pasture. The driver was transported to Hanover Hospital. A Washington man was arrested July 22nd on pending charges of criminal threat and disorderly conduct. Officers dispatched to the 1900 block of Prospect Boulevard arrested Jared Grace of Washington, who was released on $5,000 bond. Another man was arrested July 26th after officers responded to the 300 block of East 5th Street. Gerald Welch of Washington faces pending charges of criminal threat and also has $5,000 bond. Fire calls in Washington County July 28th, Morrillville and Washington dispatched to the 1800 block of Morrillville Boulevard for a report of a pasture fire. July 27th, in the 1300 block of 29th Road, Morrillville, Mahaska, Washington, and Hanover Fire Departments dispatched for hay bales on fire. July 25th, the 26th and Concord Roads, Morrillville, Haddam, and Mahaska Departments dispatched for a pasture fire. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office reports sometime between July 1st and July 28th, someone took seven firearms from 460 G Road at Centralia. Loss estimated at $6,900. A resurfacing project expected to begin this week on K-16 in Pottawatomie County. Covering approximately 19 miles from the K-63 junction to K-99 in Blaine. Contractor will begin at K-63 and resurface the eastbound lane to 99. Once complete, they'll return the work in the westbound lane. Work will be done in smaller sections to reduce impact to motorists. Roadway will be reduced to one lane while work is taking place. Traffic directed by a pilot car and flaggers. The work zone will also have a 10-foot width restriction. Delays could be expected during the construction project, which should be complete by late September. Your news on your time. The KNDY News podcast, both morning and midday edition, are posted daily on our website, as well as our Facebook page. Tuned for local news in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock hours, Monday through Fridays on KNDY. Connie J. Ackerman, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Connie Ackerman.
With With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Showers may continue early on Wednesday, then sunshine with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 100s. Still a chance for some scattered showers Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. As we head into Thursday, temperatures start to cool down, some showers and thunderstorms possible, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and upper 90s. Some rain may linger throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still some showers possible throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Scattered showers return throughout Friday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Cooler throughout the weekend, some rain on Saturday, sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 69. The record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:40. Sunrise in the morning at 6:27.
From the Earth, there's a full moon today. But if you were standing on the moon, you'd be experiencing a new Earth. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 1st, the 213th day of the year. Moby Dick creator Herman Melville was born on this day, and August's full sturgeon moon shines tonight. That got us wondering about phases of the Earth as they appear from the moon. As it turns out, they occur in the exact opposite sequence. Today, for example, there's a new Earth as experienced on the moon. And since the moon always has the same side facing us, we always appear in the same place in the moon's sky. As the moon's illumination wanes over the next few days, take note of the dim outline where the moon is not lit by the sun. That's Earthshine, the glow of the Earth where it's nighttime on the moon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local moonrise and sunset times at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to the college football season for the 2023 year, the Colorado University Buffaloes have announced that they are leaving the Pac-12 and set to join the Big 12 Conference. WIBW reports that they are the third team to leave the Pac-12 Conference, as CU President Todd Salomon made a statement saying, quote, the landscape of collegiate sports is ever evolving, and the University of Colorado Boulder has determined the Big 12 is the best future fit for our athletic teams. The Board of Regents for the university ended up voting unanimously 9-0 at the end of last week to approve the conference switch for 2024. This will be the last year that the Buffaloes play in the Pac-12, where they're also expected to take in near $31.7 million in annual television revenue over the course of the Big 12's new deal, but said it was more than just about money, but also the opportunity for the players and the conference as a whole. The Buffaloes are starting off this year's schedule against TCU on September 2nd for game number one, followed by their annual game against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to floydsales.com.
The 89th annual NBC World Series is gearing up in the city of Wichita at Riverfront Stadium. As Katie Woods says, she's excited to take over the program and try and recreate the magic that it's had throughout the years.
Yeah, it's fun to kind of reinvent this historical event. I mean, this is your 89, so when you look back through the history of Satchel Paige and presidents that came, I mean, it just really had this national spotlight that I'm really excited to work to bring back.
That audio from KWCH News, where she says this year's going to be full of fun promotions for the fans, along with great games from the players.
Definitely on the fan side, it's a lot more entertainment and a lot more promotions, kind of trying to bring back some of the things Hap Dumont used to do, so kind of that wacky, always a little bit of a twist promotions. And then on the team side, we've increased the team compensation. So between the top eight teams, they'll walk away with $69,000. So that's great. We're bringing in TrackMan. We're bringing in USA Baseball and really trying to make it even bigger on the baseball side, too.
The tournament begins on August 3rd.
Wildcat fans, stripe out the bill and see K-State football in the home opener Saturday, September 2nd. Prices for SEMO currently start at less than $30, but don't wait to order as prices will change. Arrive early as we celebrate the 2022 Big 12 Championship. Reserve your seats today for the return of K-State football by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place product to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with a Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic Plants Kit Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plants Kit uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plants Kit is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
It's not your fault. Blame it on the weather when your muskmelon harvest is small or the fruit is tasteless. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll notice muskmelons lack the usual sweet flavor when the weather is dark and cloudy. Overwatering or excess rainfall as the melons ripen also dilutes the sweet flavor. Poor pollination explains the lack of fruit. The first set of flowers are all male. The second set are male and female, so pollination and fertilization can occur for fruit to develop. Cold rain and cloudy conditions can reduce pollination. Make sure to grow bee-friendly plants in your landscape. Very hot weather and drought can also prevent fruit development. Be sure to water plants thoroughly when the top few inches of soil are crumbly and slightly moist. Mulch with straw, shredded leaves, or other organic matter to conserve moisture and suppress weeds. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
We are getting our groove on at KNDY as we get ready to join Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun in downtown Marysville Friday, August 4th. Find us at the Lee Dam Arts Center during registration of the largest ladies shopping event of the season. We will be giving away groovy spa experiences provided by Serene Wellness, New Creations by Nicole, Nails on Broadway, Essential Massage by Levi Packett, and Bee's Beauty Bar. Be sure to stop by our table and register to win from your groovy friends at KNDY.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
Did you ever visit a location and say to yourself, "I wish I could live here"? That's in a sense what happened to the captain of this ship. He loved a place so much, he decided to build something that would attract others. It's our feature on the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Alfred Garisco is in his 90s, and he loves to share the history of where he lives, including the story of a captain who just needed some water.
Captain Billy Howard, he was from up north, and he had a ship, and he was filling his ship's water casks with water on a stream not very far from here.
Specifically, he was getting fresh water from the east side of Mobile Bay. He found the place to his liking.
He decided that he was going to come back and build a hotel, and he did. Sold the ship, and from the proceeds of the ship, he built the finest hotel in the southeast.
He completed construction in 1833 and called it the Howard Hotel. As Alfred explained, it was a place that had a specific visitor in mind.
It catered to snowbirds because the climate and this side of the bay was always considered healthier than the other side of the bay.
For decades, the hotel served many visitors. It survived the Civil War and even took artillery fire during the Battle of Mobile Bay. Today, you'll find the city of Mobile on the west side of the bay. But when the ship captain established his hotel, there was a good reason to build here on the east side in what is today Daphne, Alabama.
Mobile is flat and it's swamp. And this has that bluff and the breezes and the elevation. was always considered a resort area, more or less.
The resort was a place that saw entertainers of the day stop and provide performances. Alfred says even President Millard Fillmore was a guest here. In the late 1800s, the hotel was sold and became the Daphne Springs Hotel and later the Dreyer Hotel. Interestingly, the building still stands, today a part of Bayside Academy, a landmark for many who have passed this way for about two centuries. Traveling the countryside in Daphne, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
Seneca Realty will conduct a real estate auction for the Thomas Bones Cook Estate. This chouse on 2+ acres at 1786 E Road at Baileyville will be sold at auction Saturday, August 5th, beginning at 10:30. The lot is just over 2 acres, and the property includes a 70-by-80-foot chouse shop building built in 2017, 2-by-10-foot exterior walls, 5 air conditioner units, all underground utilities with rural water, 1,000-gallon propane tank. The shop area includes nearly 3,800 square feet of working area, and this also includes a 50-by-70-foot machine shed, all metal, partially cemented with 200-amp electric boxes. This real estate auction for the Thomas Bones Cook Estate Saturday begins at 10:30 on site at 1786 E Road at Baileyville. For inspection, contact Dale Wilhelm or Mike Kuckelman. Sale conducted by Seneca Realty. For details, go online to senecarealty.net.
The sweet corn is ripe and ready for picking, but somebody else beat you to it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chances are the bandits are raccoons. It's tough to keep them out, but you can try as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If you're growing sweet corn, you've probably found stalks toppled over and ears ripped open and half eaten. Raccoons are the likely thieves, prepared with their own salt shakers and sticks of butter. Raccoons raid the sweet corn patch because it's an easy source of food. They prefer their corn just like we do, at the peak of sweetness. However, they might also nab it before it's ripe, depending on other available food sources and how hungry they are. Becky McPeak is an extension wildlife expert at the University of Arkansas. She says they're clever critters, but the best tactic for keeping coons out of your corn is an electric fence.
You need to design it so that it's low enough that the smallest raccoon will get stung, or even a little bit higher in case a raccoon decides it wants to jump or climb, I guess you would say, over that structure. You can do it with just one strand, but I think just to be safe, you might want to have two strands on your electric fence.
Dogs love to chase raccoons, and having one standing guard around the sweet corn patch at night might work. That's when they come in to stuff themselves. You could also try a few other things.
Other scare tactics can include things like having a radio or some kind of human noise out there, or flashing lights. However, those do tend to be less successful. It's just really difficult to keep raccoons out of the corn because it is such an attractant to them.
If you have the space, wave a white flag and plant enough corn for man and beast alike. McPeak says the university has studied this tactic. Researchers found at first there were just a few raccoons visiting the field, but word got out in the critter community, and eventually all their friends were coming in for the feast as well. Find more tips for keeping varmints out of the sweet corn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Parent, I often get excited about my children's journeys into the real world when they're adults. However, current trends show many young adults are choosing to move back home even after securing their first full-time jobs, or they might be deciding not to move out at all. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. For parents, witnessing their children's independence is a major milestone, but adjusting expectations becomes challenging when faced with the reality that today's trends may delay their financial and life goals. Tackling this challenge with your child presents opportunities to deepen your connection, help foster their faith, and maintain a supportive family dynamic. Have open conversations about their contributions at home and their short and long-term plans. It's not always easy, but there can be a blessing in this circumstance. Extra time spent with loved ones. Together with your child, you can embrace this change and successfully navigate through it.
Coping with the heat on the farm. Tips for people and livestock today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Hot weather is serious stuff, life-threatening if you're not careful. Dee Jepson is an ag health and safety professor at The Ohio State University.
Heat illness is really hard to recognize and hard to predict because each one of our bodies are so different. And we also know that once a person has had heat stress or heat stroke, they are more susceptible to that again.
Trouble signs to watch for, says Jepson.
Fatigue or dizziness, irritability, impaired judgment, any type of lack of ability to concentrate. Now the heat is affecting our blood flow into our brain. The body's trying to redirect that blood to release the heat from the skin. But when it does that, it kind of starts to affect our whole nervous system.
An immediate cool down is necessary. Heat can also be trouble for livestock. Jay Johnson works with hogs at a USDA ARS research lab in West Lafayette, Indiana.
Not only does it have a direct negative impact on our pigs' productivity, some of their welfare and health outcomes, we see losses in pregnancies for some of our pregnant sows, but we also see some downstream negative impacts on offspring that are gestated under heat stress conditions.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center invites everyone out to the North Central Kansas Free Fair starting on July 31st. There will be fun activities for the whole family. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Here's a look at your Ag News on this Tuesday, August the 1st. I'm Jeff Aiken. Drought may be impacting corn root development. Michael Clemens has more.
Greg Peters, an Iowa-based LG Seeds agronomist, has spent time digging corn plants recently to assess the impact that drought is having on root development.
This year, we're seeing that the roots were stunted, especially early in the season. And the main reason was we had subsoil moistures here in the west, where we were 15 to 17 inches short a year ago. And as we moved into June this year, we were 9 inches below normal. The main thing that we saw is if we had timely rainfall, would actually cause very rapid growth on that plant and root growth, and then it would go back through a stunt, and then we would have another rainfall come through, and it actually promoted the plant growth. One of the things that we are seeing is there's hybrid differences. There's some that we consider are high-yielding lines. Those tend to be more of a fibrous root system, so they tend to be more in the upper portion of the soil profile. Those are showing extreme stress this year. Now, there's other hybrids that we have that have rapid root growth, and they can actually penetrate deeper into the profile, and those were the ones that had the advantage.
Peters has this advice for farmers that find shallow-rooted crops.
We're recommending everyone to go out and look at the root systems this year. We have the shallow root systems from the environment, but we also have other factors that are influencing the root, a lot of compaction zones, and we're also seeing a lot of sidewall compaction this year. And we really don't know why the sidewall compaction was so severe. I have people that even have precision planters where the downforce was controlled and we were still having sidewall compaction, but I think it was primarily because the soils were so fine from the drought a year ago and we had enough moisture, and when we came in with the downforce on the closing wheels, that it actually caused the sidewall compaction.
And let's look at your Ag News.
The summer of savings is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In August, explore summer with confidence in a new Kia Seltos. Beauty and brawn for life's adventures. Ready to upgrade your Jeep Compass, Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, or Toyota RAV4? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Seltos and get a $1,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $1,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old compact SUV and upgrade to a new Kia Seltos today and get a $1,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Limited powertrain warranty.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
The future of our nation's poultry industry. The USDA is teaching them about good biosecurity practices on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
There's a growing number of small poultry flocks across the country, and now is a perfect time for kids just starting out with a flock to learn about protecting the health of their birds through good biosecurity. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is spreading the word by launching a program called Youth Flock Defender. Its purpose is to educate young poultry owners on how to prevent the spread of infectious diseases such as avian influenza and help them develop and implement their own biosecurity plans. Dr. Julie Gauthier works in the department's veterinary services as the assistant director for poultry health. She says they're providing materials for the kids and their leaders and teachers.
Teams of young people will be the videos and newsletters. We've got checklists that could be posted near the coop, so it's always handy to refer to. We've got our annual calendar that's really popular, and people can submit pictures of themselves and their birds in their flock, showing us their biosecurity practices or just showing off their birds.
She says the outreach effort is for all ages, but right now their materials are targeting middle school and high school kids.
Items that could be used, like our animated graphics that could be posted to social media and shared. So right now the materials are really designed for the older audience, but pretty soon we expect to have materials that would be for a younger audience, and that would include coloring pages and word searches and other materials that younger kids would enjoy.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Youth Flock Defender Program at agriculture.com.
planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this first day of August. And Dominic, man, it looks like that things are looking good right now.
Yeah, we woke up here today. I'm going to start with livestock because they're in the green across the board. And the cattle, August live cattle up $1.22 at $179.27. Hawk live cattle $1.92 higher, $181.45 there. Beef fats up $2.12 at $185.52. Feeder cattle here, August is $2.70 higher at $248.30. Heifer feeders up $2.42 at $251.62. On the pigs, we're a little lower here. August is down 35, 103.77. October hogs down 60 cents, 85.37. Looking at the grains, it's been a slow start for corn here today. Still a little lower, down 3.75 in set corn at $5.25. December corn down 3.25 at $5.09.75. For the soybeans, front month August down 9 cents, 14.36.75. Set is up 7.5 to 13.78. Nove beans up 4 to 13.35.75. Looking at the meal market, we've got September meal up $3.80 a ton at $4.27.60. Bean oil, September is higher by 44 cents at $63.55. Wheat market's lower across the board here. September Chicago down 15.5, 6.50.25. September Kansas City wheat down 13.75 at 7.99. September spring wheat unchanged at 8.55.75. So with that, if you need to know, give us a call here, Pluto, 877-87-PLUTO.
And let's look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com.
The summer of savings is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In August, explore summer with confidence in a new Kia Seltos. Beauty and brawn for life's adventures. Ready to upgrade your Jeep Compass, Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, or Toyota RAV4? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Seltos and get a $1,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $1,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old compact SUV and upgrade to a new Kia Seltos today and get a $1,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. In 2021, a Canadian farmer unknowingly agreed to a contract with an emoji over text messages. Kansas State University law professor Roger McOwen discusses the importance of understanding how contracts can be accepted and the dangers producers may overlook when agreeing to contracts. McOwen talks about the risk of entering contracts with a digital signature.
It goes to show you how easy to form a contract, and sure it wasn't funny to him because there were thousands of dollars involved in this. And what this is it was a standard forward grain contract situation. And what we had was a grain terminal elevator in Canada. Same principles would apply here. But the terminal elevator contacted a group of farmers and said, hey, we're offering to buy your flax this fall at $17 per bushel. Now, they were actually buying it on the tonnage, but it broke out to $17 per bushel. And one farmer responded, and so the elevator followed up with telephone conversations with him, and he said, send me a contract. So the elevator drafted a contract. They signed it in pen and ink, took a picture of it, and then sent the picture by text message to the farmer. And he responded to that text message by sending a text message back with a thumbs-up emoji. Well, what happened was, when time came to deliver the flax in the fall, the market price had risen to $41 per bushel. And of course, now he wants to be able to sell his flax to somebody else for $41 per bushel and not be locked into a contract to sell at $17 per bushel. And so he refused to deliver. The elevator said, hey, you owe us the flax we bought for $17 per bushel. They've got to go out and cover that contract in the market at $41 per bushel, and they charged the difference back to him, and it amounted to almost $80,000 in damages.
He talks about the merchant dissimilarity memo rule and how it can be used and how important timing can be when dealing with contracts.
We have basically the same rule here. We call it the merchant's confirmatory memo rule in the United States. If a merchant, a grain elevator, for example, follows up an oral conversation with a written contract, written memorandum, for example, you've got 10 days to reject that. Basically, you know, rule's a little bit more complex than that. And if you don't do anything, if you don't reject it, you can be held to that.
McOwen reminds producers of the different ways a contract may become binding and to always be careful.
Well, one is be careful. Be careful when you're entering into these deals. Farmers and ranchers, we like to get into informal agreements. We tend to skip the formalities of a written deal. Certain types of oral conversations.
That was Kansas State University Law Professor Roger McOwen with the importance of understanding underlying risk in contracts as a producer. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Oh, Put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.